We are at Warren today. It's one of the features. It's Cotton Cup Day. Warren, 120 k's northwest of Dubbo, population about 1,500, known for wool and cotton. And the club holding four race meetings each year. Today is the featured Cotton Cup, the most prestigious trophy the club offers. $32,000 prize money. They had the Calcutta last night. And also I see on the website, there's no FPOS or ATM. So if you're going to the races, you got to take your cash. No problem, Mick Wallace. He's always got pockets full. Morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure about that, but it's a good thing to know before you go to the track. It is a thing that does pop up occasionally on these on the country circuit, but you've got to go armed with the folding, because there's no way to get any more out if you're on the wrong side of the ledger.
And then you need to be shrewd with your punting to make sure you still have some left at the end of the day.
Well, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's the challenge. Okay, well, we've got a good three. The rail is true. What sort of day do we have out there? I bet it's warm.
Yeah, it's pretty warm at this stage, probably around 20 degrees at the moment, but I think we're expecting 27, 28, something like that. It's always warm out here at Warren, and of course it's badly affected by the drought, as I'm sure you would guess. Very, very dry out here at the moment, but I'm sure the track staff have done their best to present the track as best they could. I think they did have a little bit of rain through the week, so I'm sure that helped.
Okay, well, let's get stuck into it then, Mick. We have the eight races, the first here at 1:30, and we've got a field of 12 here. No scratchings in the first. Big field here to start things off. And there's very little money in the races yet either. We have Six City Jet, $3.50. In fact, it opened $3.90 this morning. It's into $3.40, so somebody likes the six. One Bose, a Riz, next best, five's into $4.80. $5 about Ruby Lil, $5 to Linga, $5.50 about number 12 Trojan, and the rest are at double figures. What do you see in race one?
Yeah, I like the six, City Jet. I'm going 6, 5, 10, and 1. This horse, trained by Rodney Robert Ningen, was first up for 21 weeks at Takuna Barabrand last start, and not everything panned out for her. She got back, she got into a little bit of a strife mid-race here, had to duck back up to the inside of runners in the straight to make progress. In the end, she was only beaten around three lengths. It wasn't such a bad effort. She's got a good draw today. She'll strip fitter. And I just think out in this part of the world, she's going to get her chance to break through. Five Champagne Toff, I think, is probably the best outsider in the race, with 7 weeks between runs when finishing down the track at Scone last time. That was in a showcase country maiden plate. This does look easier. I know she's yet to get into the places in seven career starts, but she has run some attractive races from time to time. 10 Supreme Fashion, I think, is a chance at odds. Didn't do a lot in a couple of runs last preparation. Has had a long time off the scene, but did trial up okay at Dubbo recently behind Irish Shotgun. And at one Bozer is, and he's yet to taste success in six career starts. And we haven't seen him since he finished fourth at Dubbo back in June. He actually ran fourth in this race last year, so I suppose that's not the best thing to recommend, the fact that the horse is still a maiden a year later, but he's only lightly raced and he does have a little bit of talent. 6, 5, 10, and 1.
6, 5, 10, 1, race one. We move across to race number two, due at 2:05, and we take out number one here, so we're left with a field of 11. In terms of fixed odds here, 3 5-star gal. That's the fave here for Cody Nestor. It's $3.60, number six Bolt at $3.90, 4 Retribution, $4.40, and 8 Catwalk Queen at $5.50. Are your top four?
I like Retribution here, 4, 3, 9, and 6. He put it all together last start there at Coonabarabran Barabran, and he probably had no right to win. He got into a lot of trouble, both mid-race and in the straight. I really like the way that he balanced up and flattened out in the straight, and I know he only won by a slender margin in nabbing Annie Street in the shadows of the post, but there was a lot to like about the win. I think the big open, spacious track at Warren today will really suit him, and I couldn't see any reason why he couldn't go back-to-back. 3 5-star gal is racing really well. She's hit a purple patch at form. Second at Mudgee there at two starts back, and then broke through at Dubbo last time. I think today she will have had three runs in 15 days. I suppose that's a slight concern, but she is racing well. 9 Club Town probably brought himself undone a little bit at Dubbo last start. He finished fourth to a 5-star gal, but at the top of the straight looked like he was a winning chance, but just kept ducking in under pressure when he appeared to be travelling okay. And 6 Bolt has had one start here at Warren for a win, and I do think the 1,600 metres suits. 4, 3, 9, and 6.
4, 3, 9, 6 there, race two. Moving across to race number three, due at 2:40 here. And benchmark 58. Fixed odds here. 6, Miss Lon, $4.40 into $4. 5, Silver Art, $5.50 into $5. 8, Oricabessa. It's a $5 chance. $7 about Moritai. $8 about number 3, Battle Fury. There's been one specked already. 13s into $8.50 this morning is number 10, Dart Street. Scratching here, number 9.
5, 6, 8 and 4, the tips for me, going with Silver Art. This fellow's going really well since joining the Inform Peter Sinclair stable. I was an Inverell winner first up. Only won narrowly there over Bo Dancer. And then looked a little bit unlucky at Moree last time. I got back in the field and was held up for a run in the straight. In the end, wasn't knocked about in the run to the line. Has been placed 3 or 4 third up. And I just think from a middle draw today, if it can settle down midfield, it'll be hard to beat. As I mentioned, the Peter Sinclair stable's firing at the moment. A 6 Miss Lon, she looks a definite winning chance. She's been far more consistent this preparation. She had the 2 wins from 13 starts. That's been placed on 5 occasions. I like the way she found the line there at Canamble last start behind Vineyard. And Derby Star, who finished second that race, has since come out and won. Oricabessa, always a chance in this sort of race. He'll always be running on. And 4 Moritai's Jewel Acceptives, who looks a hope as well. 5, 6, 8, and 4.
Okay, 5, 6, 8, and 4 there on race 3. We go to race number 4 here, halfway point of the program. And due at 3:15. Now, in terms of scratchings, we take out numbers 13, 16, 17, and 18. And number 9, Sticks and Stones, is your favourite. 3.80 into 3.70. 1 A Corrupt picked at 3.90. 6 Mr. International at 5.50. And 7 Chastise at $8.
9, 8, 7, and 1, the selections here, going with Sticks and Stones. She's been placed the last couple at Narromine and at Dubbo. She's got a slightly sticky draw today. Interesting to see what tactics connections opt to use here. We know she's got speed, so they might fire her out of the gates and try and lead up. But she's just been a little bit vulnerable late. But I think the opposition she comes up against today might be slightly less than what she's been coming up against. 8 Wee Lassie goes in for second. Notice also had a lot of chances, but always picking up a check. Might have even done second in this race last year. 7 Chastise, another one that looks a good hope in the race. This horse went around at Narromine last start, finished 5th behind Papa John, and did cop a little bit of interference at the top of the straight. And 1 Crup Pick, probably would have been higher up the tips had it drawn a better gate. Looked a little unlucky at Narromine last start when second to Blue Redeemer coming from well back had to squeeze between runners late and there wasn't a lot of room. 9, 8, 7, and 1.
9, 8, 7, 1 there. Race 4. We move across to race 5. 10 to 4 here it is to start the quaddie. Now, what can we tell you here in terms of our market? We do have here a full field. So 11 runners, no scratchings to report at this stage. The favourite, $5 each of 2. You've got 3 Kenny Succeed and 7 General Scarlet. Then at $5.50, it's 4 Molasses and 5 West Link. And there's been a go this morning for number 8, Good Time Charlie. This is $10 into $6.50.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's been some money for a Good Time Charlie. Couldn't fit that horse into my tips, but back up to the 1,200 metres on the big track will really suit that runner. Just had to make a run before the home turn at Coonabarabran last time. And that track's a little bit up and down. I think he'll be better suited today. Great field here for the sprint. And I'm going with Westlink, 5, 4, 3, and 2, the tips. This fellow was devastating winning at Dubbo back in mid-August and then just went off the boil for a couple of runs. Might have had a little bit of an issue there. Had a month off, trialled up really well at Narromine and then looked very unlucky at Coonabarabran last time. Appeared to be travelling and the gaps just didn't present for him at a crucial stage. Your form guide will say he ran second last, but I can tell you it wasn't a bad effort. Four Molasses, he's one of my favourites, particularly after he got the job done for us at Canamble going back a few weeks now. He went around in the Cup Day Sprint at Coonabarabran last start and finished second under the thumb. It was a great run, back up to the 1,200 metres today. He did win this race last year. He carried 59 kilos, sitting 3 wide, no cover on speed. So this is a stronger edition of the Cup Sprint, but he's just in such good form. 3 Kenny Succeed will most likely lead them up and give a kick. And 2 Professor Marks, I made a take-2 horse to follow out of the recent Coonabarabran meeting. So I'm sure it'll be right there as well. Really competitive race, 5, 4, 3, and 2.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, and 2 there. Race 5. We move across to race 6, due at 25 past 4 this afternoon. And what can we tell you here about the 6th as we wait for our machine to wait for the hamsters to get their act together here? There we go. Now, what can we tell you? Slow day here. We do have Wait, gee, you know, here we go. Here we go.
Stand by.
Stand by. Okay. No scratchings. That's something. Now, in the race, number six, it's 6 All Hollywood. 260 into 215. 9 Northern Conqueror, 650 at $7 about 5 Messy Miss. $8 about 8 Future Road.
Another really tricky race to try and work out. There's a few horses here with their hoof right on the till. I've gone 4, 6, 8 and 13, putting Dictation on top. She went around at Coonabarabran. She was first up for 25 weeks. I thought the run was better than it looks on paper. I was beaten 6.5 lengths by Burning Crown, but Burning Crown's a very smart horse and won by panels that day. She generally runs quite well second up, and I just think with no weight, well, not a lot of weight on her back, I think she can run a great race. She'll just get a nice smother in behind the speed. A 6 All Hollywood was a flashing light run last out there at Bathurst, was never on the track, and it really attacked the line into third spot that day. Was still beaten a fair way, and I've got a little bit of a question mark of the horses that All Hollywood came up against last time. Future Road's ready to win, good placing at Moree last start. I think Settlers is the best of the roughies. Put in a really good performance at Scone last time in a strong race, and looks well placed at the weights today. 4, 6, 8, and 13.
4, 6, 8, 13. Okay, that's race six. Race seven is the Cube Logistics Cotton Cup over the mile, worth $32,000. And we have a full field, no scratchings. Excellent. 2 Free Billy is the favourite, 320. 370 out to 420 is number one Steeman. They've had a crack at Adelia here. This is number 5, and it's $13 into $8.50 this morning. Number 12, Quick Spin, $13 into $8.50, and $9 about most Exalted, and Sea Lady. What do you see here?
Yeah, really interesting race. I'm going wide, going 7, 2, 3, and 6, putting Mr. He's an interesting runner. He's only a relative newcomer to the Darren Hyde yard at Dubbo. And he's achieved quite a bit throughout his career. He's won out the 2,000 metres. He's already amassed $500,000 in prize money. He's had one run for Darren at Dubbo, and he was allotted 64 kilos in a benchmark 58. He was right up in the firing line turning for home, and at one stage looked like he was a winning chance. But I just think he was anchored a little bit by that huge weight and the fact that he was effectively first up for the stable. Today, will carry 54 kilos, so drops 10 kilos. And what I thought was a pretty even race. He's got a nice draw. He can settle down in the first two or three, and I just thought he was over the odds. A 2 Free Billy, hard to knock him. He's in career best form. He's won 15 from 74, including the Coonabarabran Cup last start. Just starting to creep up a little bit in the weights, but he'll be flashing at them late. 3 Most Exalted's back from a trip from Queensland, where he didn't quite get it done there, but I like his Coonamble Cup run the start prior when he ran on from the back of the field to finish fourth to Falcon Island. And a 6 Sea Lady, she's a bit of a favourite of mine. I've just got a slight query on her at the mile. 7, 2, 3, and 6.
7, 2, 3, 6 from Mick Wallace in the Cup today, the Cotton Cup there at Warren. And the 8th wraps it up, due at 25-6 here. And we take out number 2 and 16. But again, it's a large field. And we have 3 Fascinato. It's 270 into 260. $4 out to 420, 10 Bensei. 7 to 750, Rufio. And $10 about Billy Bent Ear. They've specced one here, Baby Merlin, number 15, 21s to 14s.
Okay, take note of that market move. 3, 1, 8, and 4, the tips in the last. I think Fascinato will be hard to beat. There looks to be an abundance of speed here, and I can just envisage her settling down midfield. She's got a good turn of foot. She utilised that at Muswellbrook last start when getting the win over Lingalonga Lash. Grant Buckley to do the steering. She looks the one. 1 Cannizzaro I thought was a good chance at good odds. A little bit plain at Dubbo last start, but previous form was good. Always hard to beat over these short courses. 8 Rufio goes into the numbers. This horse has surprised me a little bit. Got a good win at Dubbo 2 starts back, defeating What the Fuss, and then last start at Narromine. I was just found wanting late, but that was 1,100 metres. Comes back to 1,000 today, which is a positive. And 4 Billy Bent here, always capable of pulling out a big run fresh. Just needs luck from the draw. 3, 1, 8 and 4.
3, 1, 8 and 4 are the last. What do you like as a good thing, Mick?
Race 2, number 4, Retribution, I think can go back to back. And hopefully, we've still got plenty in the pocket coming to the last event. Race 8, number 3, Fascinato is another one that I think can hold form.
Okay, so Fascinato in the last there. And yes, hopefully, because you can't get your cash out on course, you'll be able to walk out with a pocket full. And 87.6 FM, the frequency at Warren, to listen to Sky Sports Radio if you're on your way there. Righto, Mick, we'll get your mail right through the afternoon. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Kev.